Blog Talk Radio.
Is it possible to fall in love with your home? To get goosebumps in the driveway? Is it possible for your home to withstand nor'easters and help protect you from fire? Is it possible to fall in love with your home before you even step inside?
Discover the world of exterior solutions by James Hardy. Endless colors, textures, and design. It's possible with James Hardy.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. If I wear my heart out on my sleeve, but I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to be.
Mostly what I need from you.
You are now listening to The Power of Thought with me, your host, Tiana Speaks, and Terra Strength, Kuni Bakatoon, and Clev One. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Times Multimedia. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in 516-453-9133 to talk to me or any of my guests. And make sure you call in and add your thoughts because we want to hear from you today. Today is part two of A Man's Love for a Woman. So let's say that there's seven qualities that men look for in a woman. Every man looks for a perfect woman, even though the exact things they want in a woman vary. But a common theme is to find out who is willing to ride the roller coaster of life with them and who will stand by them in all situations. This is why men take time to commit. Finding the one is a crucial decision men make in life. They put in a lot of thought. They're not only looking for a decent woman who can help them, share responsibilities, support them when they're down, but also a woman who is free-spirited, experimental, ambitious, takes care of her body, and expresses her needs and wants. Many things go into making a man decide which woman they want to settle down with. So ladies, make sure that you take care of yourself and know your worth, know who you are. So that way, when the right man comes along, he will find you. So number one, I would say she's family-oriented. Not every person is close to their family and doesn't make them a bad person at all. However, a man admires a woman who values both her family as well as his. No one should be judged or punished for coming from an abusive family. However, the quality of making a strong, healthy connection with friends and family is much appreciated by everyone. Number two, she is attractive. If a woman is beautiful, it can make others smile. She has the grace and charm to get out of most uncomfortable situations. That is way better than being mean. Beauty and attraction are what draw men to women. And everybody loves a charming woman. However, if you base things solely on looks and you go after lust, sometimes you're going to end up in trouble. And that's not going to be love. That's going to be a relationship full of lust. And when you finally get to know each other's character, it's just not going to be good for you. So number three, she's kind-hearted. Men love a woman who are thoughtful, caring, loving, and kind. A woman who does little things for her man for no other reason other than that she loves him. A woman who makes him smile back whenever she smiles at him. A woman who radiates love and warmth from her heart. That is the kind of woman a man will want to marry. I make it a point to, I know a lot of people, well, I don't say a lot of people, I would say a lot of women are very selfish and, you know, always look for a man to do everything when it's like, ladies, like, what are we doing? Like, we should try to do little sweet things just to make him smile. That actually makes me very, very, very happy to be able to do that, you know, with the person that I'm with, just to see them smile. That's why, in case you guys don't know, I know this is a man's love for a woman, but just for the men listening, when we ask you questions about what you like, or do you like this, or do you like that, it's because it makes us happy as a woman to be able to please you. And I'm only speaking about good women. I'm not speaking about all of them. So that's why we ask questions. So number four, she is ambitious. In addition to supporting a man who can achieve his dreams and goals, the woman has her own goals as well. The woman has a clear vision for her future and goes after it with determination. It doesn't necessarily have to be a job or career, but just something she's passionate about. Men are attracted to women who challenge their thoughts. After I'm done, I'm going to ask the fellas what they think about all this. So number five, she is consistent. Being consistent is amazing because it lets you find your significant other, know that you are who you say you are. It lets a guy know that you are not putting on a fake persona in the first few months of the relationship. And we know that people do that. And you won't suddenly transform once you both get comfortable with each other. And six, she is empathetic and understanding. Being supportive, compassionate, encouraging towards your significant other plays a huge part in building success and a happy relationship. Men want women who support them in their endeavors or in their times of need. And number seven, she is reliable. When someone is building a life with someone else, one of the important parts of the relationship is building trust. The ability to truly trust someone and rely on the fact that you both will be there for each other for whatever throws at you is essential. Reliability is a major factor to look for in a future partner. If a person is responsible in regards to their finances and work, and others can depend on them overall, it is a good indicator that they will be a good life partner. And I feel like it's very, very important when you say something out of your mouth to actually do it, fall behind it, whether you're a man or a woman. I'm speaking for both, because that is where you can be able to trust someone, because you can trust their word, and what comes out of their mouth, they actually do it. They do what they say. And when you, as me, I know, I can't speak for a man with this one, but if you see a person that others can depend on, it's like it allows you to let your guard down and feel as though that person will have your back as well. So I would like to bring on Huni Bakatum, because we've missed you last show. Huni, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, I can. I can hear you loud and clear. So let me ask you, Huni, anything that I said, does it stand out to you at all?
Pretty much everything. You know, pretty much everything that you said, okay, but I want to put an emphasis on something, okay? A lot of times our intentions can be able to do all that's on that list, and that's mm-hmm. where at times that we can fall short on. And there's a lot of factors mm-hmm. that happen into that. You get what I'm saying? And this is what, it's a shame, because relationships is one of the most challenging things that you're going to face when you try to relate, but it's all a relationship is, when you try to relate to another person or a significant other. And mm-hmm. the closer you are to that person, you know, I mean, life itself is going to challenge you. So a lot of times I suggest that judge a person that you're involved with more by their intentions, because if their actions fall short of their intentions, at least you know their heart was in the right place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, before we continue, can you tell the attentive listening audience who you are?
Yes, indeed. My tribal name, that I'm so, so grateful being third generation from the land of Aswanu or Nuba, which is Huni Bakatum. And my pen and stage name is Master Ta Magic Man Haru. Okay? I am an International Hall of Fame unanimous. I went into the Hall of Fame on my very first try. I am a two-time, which is the prestigious award from our own beautiful country of WBNN. I'm a two-time winner, 2018 and 2020. And if things go right, I'm going to be a three-time, not once, not twice, but three times. I just made Hall of Fame four times. I just made him. I know he probably just broke his pencil. You ever seen someone be sitting up in class and all of a sudden he just break the pencil like that? Anyway, but on the real, I really enjoy making a difference in our world. Our world yes. is beautiful, and each individual is really a world that we're really, really living. Because I don't look at the world as the exterior. I look at the world as interior. Everything that we do, from our spiritual body, mental focus, and everything is about what happens on the inside before anything takes place on the outside. That's real.
Before I go to Anya, Tiana, you know, he was trying to be real shy. He didn't announce, you know, he really didn't announce what 2018 and 2020 was. Let me announce it. He won the overall host of the year for WBNN with the prestigious Anna Waddell Award for Excellence. Let's get that right. And then let's go right there right now so we ain't got to have a whole lot of pageantry. Clever One, of course, is our linear new host of the year for the class of 2022, which means he was the most outstanding rookie new host. And, of course, with Tara Strength, he went in to the Hall of Fame, okay, as an enshrinee in the class of 2022. So that way we get all that out the way if they don't want to, you know, mention it. Now back to Tiana Speaks.
If you're not going to do it, you know Brother O's going to do it for sure. He's going to do it for sure. So, Huni, I'm going to ask you a question. What is the first thing when you see a woman? What is the very first thing besides any, you know, her being attractive? What attracts you to a woman to say, I'm interested in her. I want to get to know her. What would be that first thing?
The first thing that I see is her beautiful mind, her spiritual body, and her intellect, long before I set my eyes on her physical body, which I just told a great big bold faced lie. To be honest, you know, we are also physical people. So, you know, normally, under normal circumstances, it's something about a woman and only a woman. I put an emphasis on a woman, right? So it's got to be something about her that's going to be something attractive about her on the physical side under normal circumstances. Now, once we talk, right, that's just, you know, you don't blame me. Just blame Mother Nature and Father Time on that. But, you know, once we start to engage and start to get to know each other, then I see how her mind is and see if her spirit actually match what I'm looking at on a physical plane, and so on and so forth. But initially, it's got to be a physical attraction, something about her, right, that makes me want to get to know her.
Okay. So if you get to know her and, you know, her mind and everything, spirit matches what you were feeling, at what point do you know that you fell in love?
You know what? I'm glad you asked that. And honestly, I know you asked that with all honesty. And me personally, I don't feel that we as individuals actually fall in love. Now, I might happen to go, you know, fall down the steps, but love to me is a choice. You get what I'm saying? I might walk outside and slip on a banana peel and fall. You get what I'm saying? But when it comes to that love thing, it's a conscious.
I'll say grow in love. Well, how do you know you want to grow in love with her?
Oh, when we start to engage and interact with each other, when there's a natural yearning or pulling that I want to spend as much quality time with her as possible, and vice versa. See, now it can't be no one way street. Now there's got to be a two way street there. She's got to want it just as much. Or sometimes even more than what I do. And we as men, let me again put this out there too. Sometimes we are capable of actually missing it. You get what I'm saying? So that's why I say what separates the woman that's going to be more than just a physical thing, she got to be able to, especially dealing with a man like me. I'm very intellectual. I'm spiritual, right? But I'm also, you know, what to me, it's about her mode of thinking. And if a mode of thinking actually match her mode of actions, then, hey, you know, we can tango.
Interesting. And I've heard, you know, as a woman, I've heard people say that you have a successful relationship when you're with a man who loves you more than you love him. And it's funny because, like, I don't really necessarily believe in that because, like, I'm not going to play around with somebody's feelings. Like, I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm just going to love you. That's it, the way I do. I'm not going to try to hold back or anything like that, right? Now, but what I do know that is very common as a woman and just is discussed in between women themselves is that, like, a man does everything that you like and, you know, shows interest and does a lot. But once that interest is reciprocated, things change. It's like the energy is not the same. And I want to know, like, what could you say to women about that?
About what, keeping a man interested? Did I hear that correctly?
Not really keeping a man's interest, but being as though, like, a man may basically, you know, pursue a woman, but it's like once she gives in, once she may have feelings and she expresses those feelings, like, a lot of times things change. It's not all the time. I've experienced it myself at some point, but, like, it happens a lot. I know a lot of women, a lot of my friends have talked about this. It's like as soon as, you know, basically they show their feelings, they wear their heart on their sleeve, it's like there's something changes within that man. I want to know what, like, what you could say about that. I'm not saying you personally have done it, but if this is the experiences of women, what could you say to them?
All right, my humble advice on the real is never move too fast. And, you know, that's mm-hmm. one of the biggest issues and one of the greatest challenges I have. And you know what the ratio is. Statistically, there's more available women than it is available men.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that's just the way it is, okay? So that's why I say, you know, on the real, and me being a father and talking to long listeners, especially women, like I would talk to my daughter, you don't move too fast. And you definitely, if you find yourself, and I don't like the word fall in love, but you finally get that feeling of love, right? Don't move too fast with this. And I'm not saying be safeguarded to the point where you don't open up and let the man know how you're actually feeling inside. That's very important, right? Let him know.
Right.
But don't get carried away with your feelings is what I'm talking about. It's almost like this, yeah. Being real. In a different scenario, it's almost like trying to make a man be in love with you, and the type of man is not ready for that. Now, hopefully, mm-hmm. you and I, we're going to cross this bridge, hopefully, before this show is out, because I've been really, really trying to put this on record, right? But I'm going to take it a step further. When a man is honest with a woman and say, look, I'm not ready for love. I'm just here for convenience. Now, a lot of women say that they respect honest. I want a man to be honest with me. Don't lie to me. Don't lie mm-hmm. to me. How many mm-hmm. women out there really can deal with that type of truth like that? You get what I'm saying? And you as women always have that option now. You always have that mm-hmm. option whether you want to go for it or not. But my main thing, again, I reiterate, don't move too fast with your feelings, because then what happens? If the man don't return the favor, or he's not feeling you in the way in which you're feeling mm-hmm. him, then all of a sudden you're going to be mad at him. And why? Because that man also got a choice, just like you have a choice. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, and I want to comment on what you're saying. I have something to say about that, and I'm so glad you said that. I am so glad that you said that. But right now, we have a track next by international DJ legend DJ Oladele Emengozi, a.k.a. Honeybee Oletsky, with the long name, Mr. Long Name. Play that track, Mr. Long Name.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Mm-hmm. Don't imagine you're too familiar. And I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. Mm-hmm. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion. Don't change the color of your hair. Mm-hmm. You always have my unspoken passion. I might not seem to care. I don't want clever conversation. Never want to work that hard. Mm-hmm. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. Thank you.
I feel like I need to be taking a relaxing bath right now after listening to that. If you're just tuning in, you're now listening to The Power of Thoughts with me, your host, Tiana Speaks, Terra Strength, Kuni Bakatoon, and Clef One. This is a product of WBNN and is brought to you by Ngozi Times Multimedia. We're live from Lagos, Nigeria, and you should call in 516-453-9133 to talk to me or any of my wonderful guests, and we definitely want to hear your thoughts. Now, we left off with Kuni Bakatoon speaking about not falling in love fast, and I wanted to make a comment. This is a confession of mine, and it may sound a little bad, I don't know, but I'm not afraid to speak my truth. I actually had this problem that I don't fall in love very easily. It takes me a while, and there in the past, I would be frustrated, and because I would be dating somebody, and like we weren't necessarily serious, but like they would fall in love fast, and it was like they would force me to try to feel the same way, and I would treat them good, I would, and everything, but it's like there was no patience, and when there's no patience, it's frustrating, and it's not natural. Nobody wants to be forced to feel like they're in love. I will be honest though. My relationship now, I actually fell in love way faster than I ever fell in love before. That's the honest truth. But he gave me love that anybody I've ever met combined, like he's given me more love, I would say, than anybody that I've met combined into one. The love I got is just like, it's just unmatched. I can just tell you, it's just unmatched and just something I had never experienced, you know, but in the past, like I used to think something was wrong with me. I absolutely did because I'd see my friends, they'd meet a guy and be like, oh my God, he's so great. And I'd be like, how come I don't get that? But I actually talked to someone and they said, it's actually pretty mature that I don't like automatically like develop emotions that quickly because you know, it's just not good. It can just end very sour like that. And I've had so many frustrations because of this. So, ladies, I would say if you like a man, I'm speaking because I've been on that feeling. It does not feel good. You need to have your own life. You need to have your own hobbies. You need to stop forcing that man to feel something. Let him feel it on his own. Let it be natural. And if he's telling you that he's not ready, like, oh, that's what I was going to say to you, Hooney. You still there, right, Hooney?
Yes, I am. I'm
okay.
Here.
So, Hooney, I would say, you know, I want to tell the ladies not to force anything, because I think the reason why that they say they can deal with it and they can't, because if you are as a woman and you find someone you like and you're not one of those people who are out there messing with everybody, it's like you're locked on that person. And it's almost as if a woman feels as though, like, she can convince him different. So, of course, she says she can deal with it, but then she's sticking around hoping he changes his mind, or hoping that, you know, he sees her beautiful qualities or whatever it is. Where insist, either if you have that time, you have that time, but you can waste your time and you can go into somebody who actually is ready to receive you. You know, I know that a lot of times as a woman, you know what you want and that's it, but there's so many men out here, you know, that you don't have to waste your time, you know. I can see if someone's like, you know, I want to finish school or something like that, and they're doing something positive, and they feel like a relationship is a distraction. You know, if you're willing to wait, then, you know, maybe that person's worth it. But in other things than that, if a person's just not ready, you can't make a person be ready. You can't make a person fall in love with you, like, forcefully. You cannot do that, and it's not healthy. So I want to know your comments on what I just said.
Hey, you know, my comment is I stand with you, right beside you on that. And my humble advice is, again, with moving too fast, is these women out here trying to act like a little red hot chili pepper. Out here trying to give it away, give it away, give it away now. You understand? Don't know about that. No real man, right, that's going to seriously fall in love with somebody out here just giving it away like it's a, like, you know, like a shopping mall. You know, everything's free. Just pick whatever you want to. Just run on in. I want like a garage. You get what I'm saying? Nobody, no real man wants someone that's that loose like that. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you gotta hold on to it, you know, until you're married. Come on, man. This is beyond the biblical days. You get what I'm saying? That's kind of rare. Ain't too many people is gonna play games like that. Nor am I talking about you gotta sit on that thing. You know, first of all, hold up a minute. Hall of Fame 4 times. I want to make sure that I, you know, I want to try to make it, you know, I want to speak adult, but I want to speak some facts here, because this, what I want to share is really for adult-minded people, not no people with a child like mine, okay?
Right.
On the real, don't be out here just trying to just give it away, nor, you know, too many men just going to sit back and wait. Why? Because the average man have options. So, you know, hopefully we'll get to it in a little bit later before this is done, because I really, really wanted to put this on record. I want to be able to drop some jewels in between women getting mad or upset or whatever. You understand? I want to drop some jewels to the point where they'll be able to be valuable and more of an asset in a man's eyes, okay, to the point where a man want to invite you as a woman to be his woman by his side. When it comes to, you know, business, to be able to handle your business, you know, don't make him wait too long, because you also got somebody out there. And ain't talking about a loose woman. But if you make a man wait too long, then you're going to run into another problem. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Take time to feel the man out. Make him worthy to have you. Definitely got to keep it interesting. You know, and that's pretty much, you know, take it, you know, day by day, and take your time with it.
I think you got a little background noise, Hooney. I'm not sure, but I don't know if that's somebody else. But so you heard that, ladies. Hooney does not want a woman that feels like a hot dog and being throwing a hot dog in a garage, and he doesn't want a woman who's passing herself out like Halloween candy. Right, Hooney?
That's right. Yes, that's right. That's right.
So, I got you on that one. You ain't know what to say, did you?
No, you can't expect that. You know, but see, as far as you, I would say on behalf of your man, the guy who's the man to you, see, that's what I'm saying. You have a lot of qualities that the average man would say, hey, you know, that's a high-quality woman right there. You get what I'm saying? You got a good sense of humor. You look better than the average, so you pack a mean punch.
Thank you. Thank you, honey. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. You know, I just, like, I want to make a comment, and I just feel like, as far as a woman, let me say something. Ladies, I think women a lot of times give themselves away because they believe a way to a man's heart is through sex, and that's it. Like, just giving their body, that means a commitment automatically when it's not always that. I remember I had I still have a friend, but I remember he got married probably a couple years back. But before he was married, to be honest with you, he was just going crazy with all the women. But there was one in particular, I think he lived in Florida at the time, but he was like driving to Georgia, but it was maybe in like a two-hour drive. I can't remember, but it was long enough. And he couldn't understand why the woman was thinking like that they were kind of like in a relationship. And I was explaining to him, as a woman, when you're with somebody, you watch everything they do. Maybe not if you're already like together for a while or so, but in the beginning, you watch everything a man does and you attribute that to how he feels about you as a woman. So if he's not calling you, if he's not texting you and you're into him, you know, it's not a good feeling. But if he's texting you, he's calling you, and he's showing you that appreciation, he's showing you like that's a good feeling. So every little thing that a man does, it could be something as inviting you out to dinner. She's going to attribute that to, he likes me. He's feeling me because he wants to take me out to dinner. When truthfully, it could be, hey, I'm hungry. I don't want to go alone. Let me just ask the girl, does she want to go? But in her mind, it's something totally different. And I was explaining to him, I said, if you drive, you're driving this many hours to see her and you want to go to a fancy restaurant, just because you're in the area and maybe they don't have them in your area, she's not going to interpret that as, hey, I want to go eat. She's going to interpret that as, hey, like, oh, he's taking me out. Like, she might be calling her friends and like, oh, girl, he took me here, blah, blah, blah. That's what's going to happen. Because, you know, men and women think differently. We go off of your actions of things. You know, I am like different. I can't say that I haven't done that myself in the past. I've done that. You know, it's just maybe how we're hardwired as women. But, you know, so even, for instance, if a man has a bad day and he's always speaking to you but he doesn't want to talk to you at all, like, or he's ignoring you or whatever, you're going to, like, you might, as a woman, you might feel like, oh, like, he doesn't want to be bothered. Like, you might take it personal and he just might not want to talk, and that's it. You know, but it's as far as the sexual aspect of it, a lot of women are not aware that a way to a man's heart is not it's you can't just give yourself away and that's it. You got to be more than that. You got to be way more than that, you know. So I think that's why you're saying, like, people are giving away. And a lot of times women don't feel good about themselves. So to have sex with multiple people, I believe, and I would say in my mind, I believe it's because, like, that satisfaction of being wanted at that moment is enough for them. But then they go maybe feeling empty afterwards or so, you know. And I had a friend, and I was thinking about this the other day, because I know our society has changed. And I had a friend who I kind of, you know, just severed the friendship for many reasons. But one disappointment to me was she ended up getting pregnant by a guy who she already had a kid by, like, years prior, but they weren't together, and he had a girlfriend. And she said she purposely went after him so she could get pregnant. But she was having a conversation with me. Now, to be honest with you, this friend was way different than me. Like, we grew up different. We were just, like, we went to school together. And I will be honest, like, she had my back at some points when we were friends, but then it just kind of went sour because, like, she just changed. I would say it like that. But at one point, when I was pulling away from the friendship, and she was pregnant, she started talking to me, and she's like, yeah, they were trying to guess who my baby father is. And that, like, at what point do you realize as a woman when people don't know who you're pregnant by, not that everybody has to know, but I'm just saying people are guessing this guy and that guy and this guy. Like, what point do you look at yourself and say, that's not good. That's not good at all. You know, so I think a lot of women, we need to, like, work on our self-worth. And a lot of times women come from damaged relationships. Like, I can tell you at one point, I was very damaged at one point. And, like, I'm not ashamed to admit that. Like, my last relationship before this was absolutely terrible, absolutely terrible. And I had to realize that I had to take control back over myself. And I feel like after you get out of a relationship, you have to take that time to know who you are, because after each relationship, you are a different person. You are a different person. Caller one is in queue. Caller one, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Jerry Petito.
Hello, Jerry. How are you, my good friend?
Good, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So, ask me a question, because I'm so filled with emotion right now.
Oh, what's going on? I want to know if you're okay.
No, I mean, with your topic.
Okay.
Yeah, so ask me a question.
So, let's see. Let me see what I can ask you. What advice do you think would be beneficial to women to change that? You know, this is the power of thoughts, right? So my goal is to change people's perception to live a better life. That is the whole goal, you know, because once you change that perception, you change your life, and then you can affect others. So what advice could you give to the women in regards to a relationship or things that we do as women that we need to change in order to have a healthy relationship with a man? What could you tell them, everyone listening?
I will love answering this question. Thank you. Okay, so first and foremost, ladies, I am 62 years old, so I think I can give you some really great advice. Okay, I've been in several relationships, right, blah, 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 blah. Okay, know your worth first and foremost. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Understand that you are in control of you, not a man. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Understand that you have power in you. So now,
absolutely.
having said that, right, I also feel the same way for men. They need to know their worth. They need to be in control. They need to know they have their power. And I'm saying this for a reason. The reason why relationships do not work is because everyone thinks they have a right to control the other person or tell the other person what they should be doing or what I need you to do to please me. That's where it's all wrong, okay? You need to be able to have such confidence in yourself, and I do now at this point in my life, guys. You need to have such confidence in yourself as who you are, whether you are male or female, that your worth doesn't come from another person. And
absolutely.
If both of you, if you can find someone on the same page as you, that's vital, okay? So if you are both very independent people, very mature people, and you'll have a great relationship. But if you're both not mature enough to handle feelings, if you're jealous, okay, you're going to have a rocky road ahead of you. Okay, I don't have a jealous bone in my body. Okay, and I also won't allow nonsense in my life. So always try to remember
mm-hmm.
that you got to find a person that's on the same page as you. If you're not a jealous person and you end up dating someone who is, it's not going to work. Okay? And here's the last thing I want to say. This is the last thing I want to say. You know, be willing to give of yourself if that person is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter who you are, male or female, be willing to give of yourself. And your yes should be your yes. And your no should be your no. None of this BS, lying, cheating, craziness on anyone's. That's garbage to me.
Absolutely.
Be truthful, be honest, and be on the same page.
Absolutely. Before you go, I just wanted to just comment in what you said.
Yes.
You know, my last relationship, I did, my self-esteem went down because, you know, I feel like that person saved me. And because of that, I tolerated a lot of things I shouldn't, you know. I'm not going to go into the whole entire thing because it's not the topic. But, you know, I felt like that person saved me. So I was just I'm absolutely miserable in that relationship. When I used to travel to see him, you know, like the times I did travel to see him, it would be for a couple of days and I couldn't wait to leave before I got there. So it was bad. It was absolutely bad. And then I noticed that how I started feeling about myself. But what it was is he was really fighting a bad battle within himself. And I guess people that fight battles within themselves, they tear apart the person that's closest to them, you know. And that's what I was experiencing. And finally, I just was, like, free. Like, I was just free, and I freed myself. And I never looked back. And I could tell you, there was one time where, you know, I'm very forgiving. I don't hold grudges or anything like that. But we were actually friends. And, like, I realized what it was with this person, that the childhood that they had was shaped how they treated me, too. And I looked at the situation as a whole, and I was very – as I got older, because this happened, I think I was in my 20s then, but I realized that. So a lot of times when you get treated a certain way, you got to look at the person's life, how they grew up, their experiences, and take it into it. Don't take it so personal, but because I took every attack on me personal. So, you know, but I want you to tell me, when's your next show, and, you know.
Okay, wait. I want to comment on something you just said. This is vital, okay? Yes, never take it personal, but don't let it continue to go on.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it's two times, three times. You're done. You say no. Because it doesn't matter what their reasoning is. Don't allow it in your life, okay?
Right.
Okay, baby.
Right.
So
my
next show is 4 weeks from this past Tuesday. This is my week as well, so 4 weeks from this past Tuesday. And I have three guests, and we're trying to figure out who's going to be on first, but Donnie Most from Happy Days might be on. He's definitely going to be either October, November, or December. Ralph Mouth, but we're trying to figure out, because he's moving and stuff, where we're putting him. But at this point, I think it's going to be October. Okay?
Okay. Well,
all right,
I thank
sweetie,
you
I
so
love you.
For calling in. I love you, too. Thank you so much for calling in. Right now, we have a track next by international DJ legend Dr. Oladele M. Ngozi, a.k.a. Honeybee Oladsky. Take it away, Jack.
I'm moving out. get for your money. And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
I love a variety of music. That makes me happy. So thanks, Dr. O. You are now listening to The Power of Thoughts with me, your host, Tiana Speaks, Tara Shank, Cooney Bakatoon, and Clev One. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Times Multimedia. And right now, we're live from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in 516-453-9133 to talk to me or any of my special guests. And please, please don't be afraid to press 1 to add your thoughts. You can talk to me or anybody you desire. Now, I would like to bring on Tara Strength and Clev One. So I'm going to go with Tara Strength. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Tiana. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining us, and thank you, Hooney, as well, and thank you, Clev One. Could you tell the listening audience who you are?
My name is Tara Smith. I'm the host of the Know Your Right show, Spirituality New Perspectives, and I will be on this coming Tuesday.
So before I ask Clev One, I want to say something. I want to say something about Hooney that I wanted to say earlier, and I forgot. I want to say, guys, everyone who's listening, we have an awesome radio family, and I'm going to say something about each of you. I'm going to start with Hooney since he was on. And Hooney, who I've met all three of these people in person, Hooney showed me so much love when I saw him in Philadelphia. You know how you're hospitable when someone comes to your town? That's exactly how Hooney was to us. He was making sure we ate. He was making, like, he went to Wawa to make sure I had something to eat. Like, I was just, the experience was just amazing. And Hooney has such a good heart, and I will never forget that, you know. And Terrence, let me tell you, with your absolutely wonderful shows that you have that keep me thoroughly engaged, I appreciate you. And Clev One, you know you're a pain in my butt, but let me tell you something. I appreciate you always looking out for me, always trying to show me support, and always just like, you know, always just being there, I would just say. So I appreciate you. And Clev One, could you tell us who you are?
Yo, this is Clev One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where hood rats take off from work to go on jail visits to visit their baby father. Was good. They are PFC upbeat in hundreds. Was good.
I have no idea what that means, but okay. I'm just going to nod and smile.
But, you see what I'm saying? They know where State Road at. All the hood rats know where State Road at. But go ahead.
Oh, I
guess
you
doing
I'm not. I'm good. I'm going to ask you both the question, you know, I want to know from both of you, what allows you to trust a woman with your heart, to feel like you can trust her with your heart?
Well, I'll let the senior go first. How's that?
Yes, Terry.
For me, it's the fact that she's demonstrated that she has emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
If she demonstrates that she has emotional intelligence, then that puts me in a space to trust her more or to see a reason to invest my time into her. I should demonstrate that.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's it. I mean, you know, if you look at what emotional intelligence is, it's the secret of many lasting intimate relationships, largely because it makes us extremely aware of the changes, large and small, that are constantly occurring in ourselves and others.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
your EQ, you'll have the sensitivity you need. Everybody's always seeking in their significant others. So, mm-hmm. to me, I want to see integrity from her, that she might be working on herself emotionally, physically, and all of that. I find that attractive and appealing. And I feel like I can trust her because she's going to only treat me to the extent that she takes care of herself.
Absolutely. 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 I love that answer. I absolutely love that answer. That's how I look at things, you know, even just me as a woman looking at a man. It's like somebody can't really treat you better than they really treat themselves, you know, to an extent. But sometimes there are certain instances where that does happen, but it's not necessarily a good thing because then there's no balance. But speaking of emotional intelligence, and Clev, I'm going to get to you in a second, but speaking of emotional intelligence, if a man does not have emotional intelligence or isn't, you know, maybe didn't grow up in an environment where that was actually, like, practiced, what could you say to that man to be able to learn how to engage in that emotional intelligence to have for that woman, to be able to have a stable and healthy relationship?
I mean, he has to want to do it. I mean, you know, if his relationship is not working, you know, there are two avenues that people usually take. Either they're going to usually blame the other person, and they're not going to look at what they're bringing and what they're doing. Really, if you look at it in the opposite, and really, because we've chosen each other initially because there was something that we were attracted to. We thought the person had the potential to go farther, whatever. But then we get into it, and then our stuff comes up, and then we start blaming the other person. And you can see the person is not looking at themselves and what they're contributing to all of that. So when a person is not doing that, they have to want to do that. You can talk about it, but they have to want to be better in these relationships. If they don't want to do it, then there's nothing you can do.
And what can you say to a person who's always blaming the other person instead of reaching deep inside themselves and seeing maybe that they are maybe reactions to their actions? What could you say to that?
No, you can, you know, the best you can do is try to get them, the best you can do is try to incentivize them to go to counseling or therapy to deal with themselves. But, you know, using situations like that, you may have to move on because, especially if you're dating, now many of us are caught in marriages where that's the case. In that case, you try to marriage and try to go to couples counseling and bring these things to the surface. But a lot of these things are unconscious. And, you know, if people aren't willing to do it, you know, you have to make a decision whether you're going to continue being with this person or not. You can tell them. If they have friends that they listen to, you can try to talk to their friends or parents or whomever, but that's not going to always work.
Right, right. So, Clev, I'm going to go to Clev now. What allows you to know that you can trust a woman with your heart?
Well, the first indication that Clev one can trust a woman with his heart is to know that she a God-fearing woman, you know what I'm saying? Because if she ain't fearing the Lord, you feel me, she's not going to fear too much of any other consequences from anybody else, you know what I'm saying? Where there's no sense of shame. The level of shame is not there because these are the things that may go against the grain in certain situations where if you allow me to guide the way, you know, as a man should, you know what I'm saying? You know, Clev won't let his balls hang out here, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? But so the whole thing is you letting me guide the way, you got to let me, you know, call the shots, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? I'm the one with the book up to my face, you know what I'm saying, calling the plays. You dig what I'm saying? So if you're letting me call the plays, you got to trust me. So if you're a God-fearing woman and you know that trusting a good, sensible man is a good guidance lamp for you as a woman, you know what I mean, to have as a companion for yourself in this lifetime, you know what I'm saying? Can't do everything by yourself like y'all think you can, you know what I mean? Can't think by yourself neither. I ain't saying nothing about that part, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but that's what it make me trust, fall into, you know, where I can love that woman, because that is an indication that we are on the right path, the same path, where we trying to you know, implement, you know, upright, you know what I mean, actions and speech, you know what I'm saying, upon what's legislated and what's authenticated and what's unanimously agreed upon, you know what I'm saying, according to those who are righteous, those who striving for piety, you know what I'm saying, because that's what molds everything in place, where if everybody have a sense of fearing their Lord, you know what I'm saying, they're conscious of their speeches and actions, which makes a relationship a little bit more settled and peaceful for both parties, you know what I mean, I'd say. You know what I mean? What would you say?
That was an awesome answer. I love that answer. And I will answer you in a second, because right now we have a track next by international DJ legend Dr. Oladele, M. Ngozi, a.k.a. Honeybee Oladele.
Wonderful so far, and it's more than I hoped for. I
now listening to The Power of Thoughts with me, your host, Tiana Speaks, Tara Strength, Huni Bakatoon, and Clev One. This is a product of WBNN brought to you by Ngozi Times Multimedia. And right now we're live from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in 516-453-9133. Once again, that is 516-453-9133 to talk to me. And make sure you press 1 so you can talk to my guests and add your thoughts. Clev One, you want to know what I thought about what you said. And I agree with you because I think morals are very important. And I think when you do not fear God, I think you go about life and you don't think about your actions and how it affects not only your significant other, but just people in general. So you go about doing whatever you want for yourself and you become very selfish, and greedy at times. And you don't think of how you are affecting the emotional and physical health of the person you're with because you have no way to even gauge that because that's not on your radar. So that's what I think. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, and I just want to stab in with this real quick. You know what I'm saying? You know, for those who may not be aware, this part of it. You know what I'm saying? You women, listen, I don't know, we cannot read your mind. Whatever is on your mind, you have to communicate with your mouth. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't have the men guessing what kind of flowers you want today and what it is. You might have wanted breakfast in bed, but you thought it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? You watched it on a movie, so you think he posted, that's the hint. That's not the hint. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Watching Tyler Perry is not the hint. You know what I mean? So you got to open your mouth. You feel me? And you can't just be assuming that we know what's what because y'all change up a lot too, you know, where we think we know your flavor of the month and then next month is a whole new flavor. You see what I'm saying? You're taking shit back to H&M every 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Oh, never mind. You know? So how the hell are we supposed to know what you like and what you don't like? You know what I'm saying? Want to be a new woman when you turn the age of what? You see what I'm saying? You want to be somebody else, damn it, by the time how old is you got to be? 35 to be a new person again? You know what I'm saying? What is it? What y'all go through? You know what I'm saying? So men gotta keep up with that. And if you're not telling us when you're going through your transformations, you know what I'm saying? How we supposed to know? If your stomach hurt, back hurt, neck hurt, feet hurt, cramps, and everything else. You know what I'm saying? You gotta say something. You know?
So
you gotta say something. And then if you don't feel like doing something, don't lie. And make it like you was trying to do it because you was trying to do it for me. Nah, because how I'm going to enjoy it if you're not going to enjoy it? That's a waste of damn time for the both of us, ain't it? So that's what I got to stab that in right there, you know what I'm saying? What you got to say about that, Ms. Speaks?
I have to say that I understand where you're coming from in your experiences with the women you've dated. Because I will say, as a woman, I agree with you. We do that. I know better now, but I can't say that I haven't been disappointed hoping that this person knew this or knew that. Because, to be honest with you, I'm going to be straight up honest with you. Like, we don't want to tell you what we want. We do want you to know. That is very, very true because that's how we are. Like, and I realize, like, we're just different. So a lot of times the mistake that we make is we assume that you are like us. So we're watching and we're observing everything you like, which you don't like. And we get a lot of women, I won't say all women, and I'm talking about a good woman, not a woman who's just like got her hand out or anything like that. But when we're really truly in love with you, we're studying you, what you like, what you don't like, what kind of food you like. Like, that's just how we are. And like, when we see a need, we're going to just meet that need without being told. That's what we enjoy doing that. We enjoy meeting your needs and being like just making you happy. So it could be something simple as, you know, we know on a Friday that you go and you get the specific snack on a Friday because you're off on the weekend. And for us, Like, we might go the extra mile and go get it, but we're going to get you five of them because we want you to, we want to see you get excited because of this. And a lot of times, like, I think women get disappointed because their men don't have the reaction that they're expecting for us to have. And there was a video on Facebook I watched that was so funny, but it's so true. And I don't know if anybody saw it that's listening, but I from what I remember, it was like what actually happens versus what we want to happen. So it went, you know, first with what we want to happen. And the lady, she made like a breakfast with eggs, and she put strawberries on it or something, and she took time to do something. He's like, babe, oh man, this is nice. Like, oh, you made an egg and you put the strawberries. Look, you did this, you did that, blah, 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 right? So he went in detail. We love details. We love to hear details of things. That's just how we are, right? Then it went to reality when he was eating it, and she was like, babe, do you like it? He was like, yeah, it's all right, it's good. So she looked at him, and she took the plate. She was like, she took it away. She was like, see, she wasn't grateful. And I started laughing because that is so true. It really is true. And I guess we communicate differently. We like details. We like to know things. We like to know how you're feeling, what you like, what you don't like. And when we don't know that, it's just, it's like for us, it's like a disconnect. It feels like there's some type of, you know, disconnect between us. So, but you are absolutely right. Like men, neither men or women are mind readers, you know, neither one. But I guess for women, a lot of times we have like a, you know, they say women's intuition. We have intuition on what you want and what you need. So a lot of times since we have that, we're expecting the men to have that. And that's just not how it is. Now, I won't say that there aren't some men that just know what you need. Like there are some that will do that, but it's not a common thing. They know what you need before you need it, you know, and they take care of it or whatever it is. That's not everybody, and that's something that I think, like, we should not expect as women. So that's my answer, and that's what I have to say about that. Was that enough to answer your question?
Oh, man, that was excellent, you know what I'm saying? And you're very well put, you know. Like I said, you know what I mean? We can't read your minds, you know what I mean? And we're not good at surprising you with nothing, you know what I mean? We're not jumping out the damn cake. It ain't Prices Right, none of it. You see what I'm saying? That's all I got to say about that. Huh?
Yo, I can't stand you. I just want you to know that. Listen, so here's the thing that I've noticed in talking to male friends and, you know, dating people. There's, like, different types of men, right? There's men that may not know, and then there's other ones that actually get satisfaction off of pleasing that woman. Like, and I'm not saying anything's wrong with one or the other. Like, it's okay if you're one or the other. I'm not saying one's better than the other. But, you know, like, if a person is really, like, a hopeless romantic, they're the ones that's going to be surprising and doing all these things and, like, you know, hey, let's go to dinner. Like, I'm going to tell you, like, as a woman, like, you want somebody who's going to say, like, we don't want to do everything as a woman. We don't want to do everything. Like, unless a woman wants to be in control of everything. We want a person to say, like, hey, get dressed. I made dinner reservations at this place. And they know, you know that we like that place for whatever reason. Like, I know women can be difficult. They may not want to go next week. I have a friend who's kind of like that. She's very picky with food. And so her husband, you know, lets her pick whatever they want, and then he might make the reservations after that, you know. But it's, each woman is different. So it's not like a step-by-step. And I know women can be very difficult with they want. But I will say that I have a friend who's married, and we've often spoken about the complications that maybe have came in the marriage because he's more like not extremely emotional, not a person to just go out of their way and do certain things. And I'm like, well, this is what the person is expecting from you, for you to just, like, step up and do certain things. You know, it could be something simple as, like, we like the little things. It doesn't have to be big. So if a woman is, like, let's say she comes home for some reason, I don't want to say brews coffee because normally in the morning, or let's say she brews coffee every morning and she takes 3 creams and 2 sugars, and you see this. If you pay attention, you can do a lot and make a woman happy by the smallest, and you see this. But you know that she gets up at 6:30 every morning, and that's the first thing she does. If you're up before her and you make that coffee and you put those 3 creams and those 2 sugars and you mix up, you will be surprised at that little tiny thing. You will get tenfold in return. because that's just how we are. We just give like the look, like if you care about the needs and wants or just the little things like that, that really can touch somebody. Even remembering their favorite color, remembering certain things of what she likes and dislikes is very, very like, it's very, it's something that we really appreciate as a woman, like a lot. And that can go very far. Even times that there's things aren't going good in a relationship, that right there can make a lot of things survive, I would say. So, you know, I know that, ladies, if you're listening, like, no, men are not mind readers. You know, just like, you know, you may not know what's going on in his mind when he's quiet and has nothing to do with you. You can't read his mind. But, you know, we are just naturally like that where we know kind of what to do, but just a lot of men are not. So if you want that, you have to find somebody who is in tune with women and able to do these things. And it's not very, very, very often or very common, but it is out there. You know, I experienced it myself. But I think that you have to stop getting mad at a man for not doing something that, you know, you yourself would have done, because maybe his mind, his mindset might not be in the same line as you are. You know, so we always want to take care of things. That's how we're nurturers. You know, that's just how we are. So that's what I want to say. I want to go back to, let's go back to Huni. So Huni, you still there? You didn't fall asleep, did you, Huni? Mr. Bakatoo. Okay, so I
Huni,
don't know. If
Huni,
yeah,
Huni.
I'm here. Can you?
All right,
I'm
there
here.
We go.
I'm here.
And then not only that, we'll bring on our callers too.
Okay. So, okay. So, well, before you talk, Huni, I'm going to bring caller number two. Thank you. Caller number two, who are you and where are you calling from?
Well, that caller fell asleep.
Yep.
All right, now back to Huni.
I thought that was a vote. Hey,
you started that other talking about, you know, taking a bath and all that kind of stuff. And lo and behold, see what you did?
You said, what'd you say, Huni?
You started that between you and nephew. Between you and nephew. Man,
I'm
love my nephew Clay, man.
Well, that caller fell asleep.
That's splash, taking a bath.
So, all right. Now, what was I going to say? Huni, now, my question for you, right, as you were listening, I just want to know something. And I want to know how do you feel about, and I want to ask Tyrus and Cliff the same question, you know, a woman who is more like free spirited, is that something that is more like attractive to you, or do you like a woman who's like more reserved?
I like a free spirit woman. You get what I'm saying? Reserved to some degree, but free spirit to the point where you're free and you're thinking. You're not a robot, right? I don't want a robot. I want to be able to woman to think on her own too. You get what I'm saying? I want a woman. Matter of fact, I'm glad you asked that. Let me get clear the air on this one. I do not want a woman who thinks like a man, because you think and feel what you are. So if you're thinking like a man, guess what? You can be acting like a man. And as a man who's only attracted to a woman, you know, that ain't going to work. I'm man enough for my own. I don't need a woman to think like a man. I need a woman to think like a woman.
Absolutely. So, Terrence, are you there?
I'm here.
So I want to know if you could tell me, how do men know a woman will be a good mother to his children?
First of all, if she already has kids, obviously how she treats her kids, but also looking at her mother and how her mother has been in her life, or her father has been in her life. That's the real good indicator on what type of mother she's going to be. What mother did she see? Who was her caretaker? And what was their relationship like? I can tell you a lot.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. Yep. How can women show more support for their mate?
By taking, you asking me or Clev or Tony?
Yes, I'm asking you. Yes.
How can women show more support for their mates?
Yes. What things do they do?
By learning about him, by taking care of themselves, by continuing to grow and deal with their stuff, and what is left will enable them to be more present for their mates and stuff like that. Doing the work.
So, I have a deep question that I want to know. How does it feel to a man? How does it feel to a man when a woman cheats?
It's devastating. It's devastating for the man, you know, when a woman cheats. I think it's a little bit different around. Because men, contrary to popular opinion, men feel very deeply. They get hurt very, very. You know, we tend to be territorial, but you know, the idea of someone being inside of their woman or seeing those images, it hurts very deeply. But you know, society tells us to move on, but you know, it hurts very, very deeply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine. And if since we're on that subject, let me ask you, why do you think, or I know it's not one answer, but just if you could give an answer that's probably more of a reason than others, why do you think that men cheat?
Men cheat for a lot of reasons. Sometimes if a man is in a relationship or a marriage and he's just very, very unhappy and he doesn't feel like he can leave, then he's inclined to step out or get out because, you know, he's miserable. And he feels like he can't leave. He's going to lose all his money. She's going to take half or whatever. So that's one reason. Men cheat for a variety of reasons. Sometimes they do it because they, you know, they haven't dealt with low self-worth. You know, they need a lot of women to validate who they are because they have stuff they have from, you know, from their families, or they saw their father cheat, or the mother cheated, and now the son is punishing every woman because he hasn't dealt with he doesn't trust women, so he cheats that way. He doesn't feel vulnerable because he always has a woman. So there are a lot of reasons why men and women cheat and do the things that they do. There are various reasons.
I love that answer, and I'm gonna go to Huni and I'm gonna ask him. Huni, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
So I'm going to ask you now, and I'm going to go to cover. How does it feel to a man when a woman cheats? I want to know your answer.
Oh, my God, man. You know, especially if a man offer a woman his soul, and she done messed around and gave the candy away. Are you serious, man? You get what I'm saying? I mean, a woman is supposed to be sacred. Now, here's the thing that get me now. You got a lot of women out here want to compete with men, and trust me, that's apples and oranges right there. There's a lot of reasons. I come from a long line of polygamy. My grandfather, uncles, father, you get what I'm saying? And to me, it's only in the American way of life that's considered cheating. Back home, how can it be cheating if they know about each other? Right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, don't fool yourself, ladies, because that thing called cheating is really about money. It's more about money. They're not, you know, it wouldn't be a big deal if money wasn't involved. There's money in a divorce, money in a marriage, money in a disturbing the peace. All of that is about money. They don't care about you as a woman per se. To answer your question again, you know, you got women out here trying to compete with men, and that's one of the worst things that a man can ever experience is when that woman turn around and just give the goods away like that. And I put an emphasis on giving the goods away.
Yeah.
I got to come on and say something. First of all, your question, how's a man feel when a woman cheats? Man, look, man, there's options. Don't get so sensitive. If you know your woman cheating, leave her then and get some pussy. Now go ahead.
So I want to ask you, why do you think men cheat?
Are you talking to me?
No, I was talking to Hooney. Sorry.
Okay. Well, you know me. Don't ask me no questions. So I'll set this whole show on fire. I'm gonna be quiet. Okay.
We know.
Goodness. on the real, you know, the so-called American way of life is confusing, especially, you know, far as from ancient people. You understand? The American wife, a way of life is completely different. And the thing that what they call cheating, try to get to that level of what they call it cheating, right? Mm-hmm. We as men are used to having more than one. From before there was a beginning, always have. We always had our choice, even right here to this day. And again, mm-hmm. it's not about the so-called, you know, people who's put these things in place. It's more about money. They don't care about you and your feelings as a woman. Now, a lot goes into that. Here's the scenario. You got some women say they want to be the only one. Are you feeling me so far? I don't want you looking at another one. I don't want you to think about another woman, right? There's a lot of factors that goes into that. So they want to say they want to be the woman for that particular man. Matter of fact, forget that particular man. I want to speak on behalf of me. You want to be my woman, right? You don't want to cook. You don't want to clean. You don't want to be the woman I need you to be. Right? Or you need
that's
to
trifling.
Be in order to be in a relationship with me, right? Let me make it plain, right? That type of woman, right? And then you don't want to do none of that, but then you want to complain if I go find a woman who want to be that to do everything that you're not doing.
Funny, so I got to come on. I said I was going to be quiet, but I can't be quiet because that's who I am. You know, you just stay the child. Anybody that want to clean, cook, she probably don't even want to wash her behind. And that's a problem. That's a problem. Now we're going to situations where, you know, how you feel if a man cheated, or how you feel if a woman cheated. Move on, because that's God showing you that ain't the right. That's right there. Oh, I cheated. Okay, this is our last time talking. What's going to talk about? I'm about to have a party. I'm about to go out with my boys. I'm glad that you cheated, so I can go and get me some new pussy. Thank you. Now I can explore. Now I can be, the so-called, Dora the Explorer, so to speak. Like, do your thing if a person's not right for you. I've been dying at the bit to come on this show and talk. Listen, what does a man want?
I knew you were coming.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you knew. But I knew before you. But anyway, honestly, I knew before you because I knew I was going to come on before, even before you had this topic. Honestly, it's very, very important because, listen, I want a companion. That's what you need to tell people. I want a companion. I don't want the foolishness in my life. Can we just be there with each other? And a woman will always accept what you say. And I heard that tonight, Tiana, and I appreciate you. A woman will always accept what you say. You know, be honest from the get-go. And, you know, and grow from that. Now, I'm a big proponent of relationships. But when it comes down to it, when it gets bogged down and you feel like you're in a prison, no, that's you know innately when it's wrong. I don't care if it's 14 years or 14 days. You know what? I don't want to see you anymore. What's going on with the one? Because you're not the right one. Please don't leave me. I'm going to leave you. Don't kill yourself, though. If someone else will.
But hold on.
Don't commit suicide. Don't commit suicide on the love I gave you for 14 days.
You hear me?
Wow. Hey.
No. No, hold on. I want Tiana to ask me a question. Before I go to my track and then, kind of get in this, you know, with y'all three, you know, giving final thoughts. Go ahead, Tiana. I'm ready for anything you say.
If he makes you a really mean hot dog with the relish and everything, would you say?
No, they're not going to get fed.
Inside joke,
they will be hungry. Because let me tell you something about me. If you do something that's going to disrespect me, I'm going to get you. I don't care how big you are, strong you are, or you think you have endurance. I'm going to get you. That's Petty Betty.
Mm-hmm.
That's my mama. But let's go into the question. When you know that you disrespect, how do you feel that person is supposed to react? You knew that your pussy was out there for the game. Now, men, you should know when you date these women that sometimes their pussy's for the game. Period. You knew that she was a hoe when you dated her. But you wanted to make a hoe a housewife. No, she was for you to take care of business that night and keep it pushing. So a lot of times, men are pussy. The men are pussy. And that's the problem. Stop being a pussy. Do what you need to do for that night and stop loving these hoe-ass women. That's a problem. Find something that's worth it. Like our brother Terrence Strip said, right? He said it best, that emotional support, that emotional intelligence, right, Tiana? That's the, keep on laughing because it's true. But the emotional support is so important, the emotional love. And you know what, though? I don't know. Before we go into final thoughts from our three wonderful guests of Tiana Speaks, men, stop being pussy and get some pussy, and you may be right.
Wasn't hurt.
Y'all heard Billy Joel. He said, you know what I mean, you may be right, but don't try to change me. For all I know, you may be right, but I may be crazy. Get out of a crazy relationship, man. Back to Tiana Speaks, man, because I ain't trying to be nobody. Anyway, bachelorhood, yeah.
You're not listening to the Power of Thoughts with Tiana Speaks and my special guest, Terror Strength, Tony Bakatoon, and Clev One. And we're about to come to the close of the show, and this is a product of WBNN brought to you in Glizzy Times Multimedia now. So, Club One, are you there?
Yeah, I'm out here, hang gliding. You know I'm in the building.
I need you out the sky right now, and I need you on WBNN. So I want to know your answer, because I want to know what you're going to say. How does it feel to a man when a woman cheats?
Well, me personally, Clev, one, I haven't experienced those type of things, you know what I mean, where, you know, if a woman cheated on me, I wouldn't have never known about it, you know what I'm saying? They you know, I know how to hand pick them, you feel what I'm saying? Where Clev, one, is very cautious and careful on how he picks the woman, where, you know, any detection on you straying away, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to let you get away, you feel what I'm saying? Where that right there disqualifies you as my woman, where whatever you claiming me to be to you is whatever it is. However, I beg to differ in that. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing is I never really experienced it, but I have a lot of friends and family who fell into fallen ill or a victim to infidelities and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Where mm-hmm. I say this, you know, when I see it happening to people, men, when I see it happening to men, I always notice that what kind of man it is that it's happening to first. And then I always view the what kind of woman that's doing it to them, where it's a matchup, where it's always a woman that's kind of like hides from her past, and she kind of poses as a new kind of woman in front of the sucker for love, I'll say, you know what I mean? Which is a lot of my family and friends, you know what I mean, unfortunately, you know what I mean? So, you know, when these things happen, they don't see it. You could kind of detect it. You know, toxic women, you can kind of detect when you're a sensible man and you know how to read women and know how to handle them. A lot of men don't know how to handle women. And when I say handle, I don't mean like Miss Potato Head or nothing, snatching her lips off or none of that. I'm saying, you know, knowing how to deal with her methodology and her thought processing. You know what I'm saying? Knowing how to, you know, go around her moods when the moods are not good. You know what I mean? And all those type of things, how you operate around her, you know what I mean? So the thing is you could kind of, when it becomes intimate, a relationship becomes intimate, the chemistry is based on chemistries, where if there's no chemistries, this is an open door for infidelities, I'll say, which, you know what I mean? Which subconsciously we try to ignore and people be in denial. But like I said, Clev One is on your ass, you know what I mean? I'm like Mr. McCall off the Equalizer, part all of them, you know what I'm saying? So you must be an espionage woman getting away with it with Clev One, you feel what I'm saying? Not that I'm a stalker or nothing. It's just that how I operate and how I love women, you know what I'm saying? The love is a mutual reciprocation, and there's a trust factors involved where it's not really no room for it. But and if there's any detections of dislike or unattraction between the two, you know what I'm saying, then these are things where, you know, that's a clean break. You know what I'm saying? Do it when it's a clean break. You know what I'm saying? That way you're not forcing nobody or imposing yourself on people. That's what I got for that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So,
I appreciate both your answers, and I thank you for, you know, being like on the show. And stay tuned, because I want to get your final thoughts. So now, Terrace, I would like to know your final thoughts. Tell people when your next show is, how they can reach you, and, you know, whatever you want them to know. Give them some gems, as we're going to say. We're going to go with, you know, Genesis. I love that. So what do you got for us?
Yes. So my next show was Tuesday. I'm going to have an iridologist. I'm going to interview on Tuesday. But they can reach me on Instagram. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. So I have videos uploaded on YouTube and everything, so they can contact me. But I just want to say this is a very good topic. Thanks, Tiana, for talking about this topic to at least try to find out what men want, you know, and asking us questions about how we because that doesn't always seem to be a popular topic. It's usually about what women want, you know. I want to thank at least asking and trying to have a show to talk about that. But we just have to both do a better job, you know, what I call emotional containment, to where we actually are invested in learning about each other. Because I think a lot of times for a lot of women, and you hear it in the language, I want a man. You know, what does the man have a name? You know, like, who, you know, I got a man. Yeah, but what is his name? Do you know who he is? And so it just seems like a lot of times people are in love with the idea of being in love, and they're not really emotionally set up to deal with the realities of relationships. They take work. Mm-hmm. It's like it takes off. So, you know, I hope that we can just arrive at that. But thank you for having the show, and that's my two cents on this topic. Thank you.
Well, don't forget to see your next show and where people can find you.
Yes, my next show is Tuesday, this coming Tuesday.
Okay, and where can people find you?
Facebook, Instagram. They can find me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. YouTube, videos everywhere, so they can contact me at Terra Strength on Facebook, or they can email me at terrastrength@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, who needs Baka Tune?
Hey, peace. Hey, first of all, thank you so much. I definitely enjoyed you with that feminine energy, allowing us as masculines to come on with you tonight on The Power of Thoughts. My next show, let me do this right quick. It's funny that we're talking about what we're talking about tonight, dealing with relationships. My very next show is going to be about sexual energy, okay? And it's definitely be adult in content. You know, the management
man, you nasty.
Cover a lot of different subjects.
You nasty.
You know, it's definitely going to be some adult content on Dosa Man, because right now I want us as adults to really get into this, because, you know, thanks to religious terms, they want to make it seem like when it comes down to sex that it's something dirty or perverted. Now, I know certain
Wait
things that people do
I
can
got,
be dirty.
I
got to
go there.
I'm just saying the sexual
go there.
Energy itself.
I got to go there. Make sure that Mr. Boston is part of this outstanding conversation with his poetry. Because that would pop.
That sounds good.
I don't know. I've only been doing it for 10 years. I'm sorry.
Hey, you're a Hall of Fame 4 times in over 6 years. You never stirred me wrong. So I'm definitely going to send that invitation now. Mr. Boston, if you are listening, this is going to be archived, and I definitely want you as my special honored guest on this one here. Sexual energy, we will aware you. Okay, my close thing, since we pride ourselves on saving lives, I want to leave this with saving lives. It's not about love, right? It's more about a respect thing. If you are in a relationship, hear me clearly, because this is the key point, and you're relating with someone, don't be a fool and get caught up and allow your significant other to walk in on some nonsense. There's other places you can go to get it done. Okay? That's real. That's saving lives right there. Okay? Because people can be in love and still give the goods away. Okay? But on a respect issue, if you respect his or her, you are not going to allow them to come home with some crazy stuff going on. And that's my $9.99 on that.
Well, tell people where they can find you, and then I'm going to, let them know.
The best place to find me is right here at our great company of WBNN. You also can find me online, all types of social media, and I am an owner of my own business, Sound Therapy with Magic Man Haru, LLC. I'm not hard to find. And thank you once again.
You are so welcome. Now, Clev One, what are your final thoughts, and tell people where they can find you?
Yo, listen, man, my final thoughts is this. We got to stop freestyling and shooting from the hip. You feel me? That's all I got to say. And, again, how I'm going to trust you and know what you do, what it's hitting for, If you're giving me a hard way to go, I know you got to give somebody else hard the way to go, especially if I'm the only one that can stand your ass. You see what I'm saying? I know ain't no way in the world you're going to be somewhere cheating on me and can't nobody stand your ass at me. So there you go with that one. But that's what I got for that. We out here. I will be building bricks, standing sticks on October 4th, a.k.a. Halloween the 13th. Yes, that's when people getting chased through the woods. You know what I'm saying? With weapons, with people, by people with masks on. That date, because that's what we doing out here, but that's my final thoughts of everything. You can reach Clev One, at the Booze Brothers on Facebook, or Grilchy Party at LLC on or Instagram, or you could just Google the Booze Brothers, BUZEBRUVAZ, or you could Google Clever One of the Booze Brothers, one half of the Booze Brothers, again, BUZEBRUVAZ. We out here building bricks, standing sticks. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where people, kids come to the door with a pissed up diaper hanging down to the knees with no shoes on. When it's wintertime, check your satellites.
And now we have in Golden Time.
Listen, boy, I don't want to see you let a good thing slip away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you, but a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul. You're a big boy now and you'll never let her go. But that's just the kind of thing she ought to know. Tell her about it, tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Let her know how much she means. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. Sure. Tell her about it, let her know how much she cares. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it every day before you leave.
Of course. Time's getting tight. And I know everybody loves Billy Joel, but it's okay. Tell her about it. Anyway, tonight, what more can we say to this wonderful host of WBNN? Outstanding rookie for the class of 2023. Not only does she host this show, but she hosts another show, Yonassi Parmata. She's part of our legend, and tonight, we honor her. Congratulations to Tiana Speaks on her seventh WBNN all-time connection record, honoring the late, great Darlene Lawrence, the championship realm. And she is the first host since Sonya Griffin in 1 year to have 7 championships as a rookie. Congratulations to this young lady. I'm so proud of her. And she has a big heart. She loves to laugh. She loves to tease because of her warmth. And the man that she's with loves her like she loves him. And she's the epitome of greatness when it comes down to relationships. She takes her time. She tarries. She's not going to be in a relationship until she feels that person out. She said that tonight. That's what I said. You have to have discernment. Like Clev One said. And Clev, I never had that in my life either. And I never had to beg a woman for pussy either. If you wanted to give it to me, you know you gave it to me. I love you too. And of course, all around the world, we're not on tomorrow. You know why? Because I need some rest. I want to do my own thing. But I'll be back on Sunday with the great Dr. Chinchilla Denise. And of course, News Forum, as she does every week, our anchor of this outstanding BNN. 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time Sunday on the one and only Beverly Nation. And of course, WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Google, Pinterest, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter. All of that in the way we go to their Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, late day, late. That goes with my@gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer. And for Huni Bakatoon, yeah, I'm going to say it. The 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcast and Disc Jockey Enshrining. The 2021 Producing Enshrining. The 2022 Lifetime Achiever of the same academy. But most importantly, you know, Honeybee Olasky on the wheels of steel 1 and 2 for you, especially you. Thank you, Billy Joel. And then, honoring my mom and pop, I better say this. Dr. Oladele Malewa Ngozi saying good night, good luck to all the folks out there at Armed Force Radio supporters on a constant basis. And now back to class of 2023 at Beverly Nation. The ambidextrous Tiana speaks.
All right. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show again. I'm Tiana Speaks, and you can find me at Speaks Radio on Instagram. You can also look up Speaks Radio on Facebook. I just want to say, ladies, like a lot of times we have to do better in the mentality and the way that we think of men and how they love us. And that's why I did this show, because at one point I didn't know what I know now. So if you're having issues, sometimes you have to look at yourself and figure out what your actions are and what their reactions are to you. And vice versa, man, you have to look at your actions and what your reactions are, what your woman's reactions are to your actions, because sometimes that's why. Now, I just want to say something that's very important that I feel that's on my heart to tell somebody or some people tonight, some women. Ladies, you need to value yourself. As a woman, you don't need to be sleeping around with a bunch of men. And if you're not happy in your relationship, you don't need to go out and cheat. Just leave or step away from the relationship. Give yourself time. But you don't need to devalue yourself and let people, like, you know, you shouldn't be giving yourself away like that. You really, because each time, it's like, you know, when the car goes off the lot, it depreciates $10,000. So yourself, you have to love yourself. Don't fool yourself and be sleeping around just to get that one night of thrills to feel wanted. You have to learn to dig within yourself. You don't need a man to make you feel good. You have to feel good before you go into that relationship. So that way you're not empty if so you two should separate. You'll still be full because you have yourself. And truthfully, I hope that all of you women feel like I do. I wouldn't want to be anybody else in this entire world. And I mean that from the bottom of from my toes all the way to the top of my head. I would take all the good and any of my flaws over and over and over again. And I hope that those of you that have been hurt, and I'm sorry that you have been hurt, but I hope that you find healing, and I hope you learn to love yourself. That is so important. Love yourself. Stop looking for a man to love you and fix you, because that is not the way to go. And then same for you. Love yourself. Don't make somebody else be miserable because you're not happy with yourself. Please. And again, please stay tuned and reach out to me if any questions or anything you have. Again, at Speaks Radio on IG and Speaks Radio on Facebook, you can find me. And thank you so much for listening. And I have to thank my special guests, Tara Strength, Tony Bakatoon, and Clev One. You guys were amazing. Thank you, Brother O, for coming on and sharing your thoughts. And thank you for the callers. I love you all, and I wish you peace. And I hope you all have an absolutely wonderful night tonight, and you sleep well. Goodbye.
You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. That you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you?